Well, as usual, I want to launch into just a thought here to get you thinking. It's kind of a lucky, this is a lucky 6 a.m. thought, okay? My mind is just going a million miles a minute, oftentimes at 6 a.m. And I came up with this thought here. I hope you can see it. Let me know if you can't or if the letters are backward. Let's see here. Make sure. I don't know if you're going to be able to see this, actually. Can you guys see the wording there at all? Is it backwards? Or does it look? It should read Egypt, tent, temple. Can you read those words?
Yep.
It's hard to read.
I can't well, see anything, but
it's pretty hard to read. Yeah, I should have done a.
That's okay if you tell us what they are.
Let's just experiment here. We got time. I'm going to go to a whiteboard on here and write it out. Hold on one second. I prefer the old school method, but let's just go here. All right, sweet. Can everyone see that?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Right, so I'm going to write these words again. Boy, I wish I had Claire here to write this. So this is, sorry. Got Egypt. All right. Then we got tent. Can you see this better than the board?
Yes.
Good. All right. Tent. And then down here, we're going to put temple. All right. Temple. Now, what does that have to do with anything? I will explain in just a second. All right. So we got Egypt. So these three words really capture the Old Testament almost perfectly. We've got Egypt, the time in Egypt. And while the Israelites were in Egypt, there was some goodness about Egypt. So I'm going to put that down as an O. What was the good part about Egypt? If you can remember anything about the time of the beginning of the book of Exodus, or when the Israelites are reflecting on their time in Egypt, can you think of any of the like advantages of the time in which they were in Egypt? Anyone? Or was it just a terrible time?
They looked back when they were in the 40 years, they looked back and said, we had food in Egypt.
All right. Diane, you're right on. So,
well, Steve said it.
Oh, Steve did. All right, Steve, you're right on. So the great advantage of being in Egypt, if you read about the plagues in the Bible, oftentimes the people, they're living in Palestine, and they need to go down to a place where there's abundance of food. Guess where that is?
Egypt.
Egypt. So this comes over again. Egypt is like the market of choice in the Bible. Again, I'm sorry. I've got kind of sloppy handwriting here. What was the not so good part of being in
slavery?
Slavery, yeah.
Slavery. I just want to see if I can do that. Oh, there we go. Oh, I can't really do that well either. So I'll just put, you get what I'm trying to say here, slavery. Oh, boy.
I can read that because Garth used to teach shorthand.
That's terrible. I promise I have decent penmanship. This is just hard on this computer. All right. So, the disadvantage was slavery. Then we get into this time period where they actually lived in nomadic ways during the time in the wilderness, 40 years. And they actually had tent living. How do you like tent living? Anyone like tent living? Rick likes tent living.
Right.
What makes tent living so fun? Like, what's exciting about tent living?
What's obviously, like, nothing.
Rick, what do you like about tent living?
Closer to outdoors.
All right.
Fresh air.
Yeah.
You can move easily.
Okay. Ruth says you can move easily. Think about that for a second. I'm going to say, when you actually look at the Bible, the tent time of the Israelites, is actually a great time. The prophets would look back on this time and call it a honeymoon with God. The prophet Jeremiah says, man, that was a sweet time with God. They were moving. They were, I'm going to say the O here stands for opportunity. I'm going to say they were learning. When you're in a tent, you're learning every day. Okay? You're kind of like, man, how could I make a new fire for today? Or where could I go to find some food, right? You're learning in tent living. What's the not so good part of tent living? What stinks about living in a tent?
Trying to keep it clean.
Yeah. The weather.
No indoor plumbing.
Yeah. Now, can you imagine the Israelites in their tent living? Like, so they're putting up their structure to worship God, and that structure was a tent. The tabernacle was a tent, right? That wasn't a permanent structure. So as they were moving from place to place, can you just imagine some of the conversations? Oh, hey, did you leave behind that 2x4? You know, oh, man. You should have packed it away in that sack. Oh, we can't put up the Holy of Holies today. These were the kind of conversations. I mean, how frustrating it would be as you're kind of moving from place to place. Tent living can be pretty discouraging, let's say. Okay, I'm going to put discouraging as my word here. And then finally, they make it into the Promised Land. And... sorry, my handwriting is just terrible.
That is really hard to do. I've done that in math on Zoom, and it's really, really hard. So you're actually doing a good job.
Yes, I agree.
All right, so the temple, what do you think the opportunity there is?
Worship.
Worship? Could they have worshiped in the tent?
Yeah, but it's a little easier when you have a physical place.
More permanent.
Okay, permanent. It's a little more comfortable. I'm going to say comfortable.
It's a constant in a world of moving all the time and finding the new places and so forth. The temple would be a constant even if it's not a building.
Okay.
Nicer furnishings. You can have gold furnishings in the temple, but they're too heavy to carry around when you're in the tent.
Yes.
Oh man, luxury. You can have luxury in the temple. I'm going to put constant. That's a good word. Huge advantages when you're in a temple. Man, permanent, constant. What's the threat of being in the temple?
Complacency.
Amen. Boom. Got it. Complacency. Oh no. I'm sorry about this. I'm glad some of you are laughing.
Yeah, so you don't have to be sorry because we're all enjoying it.
Good. So by the way, I'd just like you to think about this pattern here. Which, as you think about times in which the Bible is written, as I was reflecting on this kind of three stages, do you realize that most of the Bible is written during this time period? And that this time period is a very positive time. The temple is not. The temple is a time in which God's people become lazy and complacent. God sends tent people, nomads, prophets to come in and say, hey guys, we're off course, while they're worshiping in the temple. The Apostle Paul, his entire ministry is a tent ministry. Never does he meet with, he has no interest in temple ministry at all. He's literally making tents and moving from place to place, learning from God, and also having a lot of discouragement as well. Just a personal opinion there. As I relate to kind of where we're at in these times with COVID and this article we're going to be talking about here in just a moment, I am trying to live right here, like this. That doesn't mean everything is great as a pastor. The positive for me, this is just me personally speaking, the opportunity for me is that I've probably been in God's word more now than I've been in a few years. Learning, digging into the relationship that God is drawing me closer to have with him. The discouragement for me is that just the simple things like writing a service for church, it's like starting from scratch over and over and over again. It's kind of like 10. You got to take down all the pieces. You got to put it back up. Temple living, kind of our old way of patterns, that was really comfy because you could basically just, oh, we did that last year this way. Oh, we'll adjust a little bit that way, and there you go. So, but that's where complacency can set in. So I just want to give encouragement for you. If you are feeling like you're intent living personally, that is an okay place to be. Because we're learning, we're growing, we're digging into where God would want to draw us closer to him. All right, enough of my crazy, crazy thoughts. I want to open it up for your reflections on that, pushback, or maybe your sharing where you are with that. Anyone want to share? I'll stop sharing here.
Well, Pastor, I look at maybe living in a tent is more of a challenge for guys like me. So, rather than being comfortable, it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, so I would say most of our members and most people that I'm interacting with are probably in the temple category when the world is really in a tent moment. So I appreciate what you're saying, Oscar. A lot of our members, like, I hear it from our members and other Christians. They say, I can't worship unless I'm in the temple. God's people would have never said that. They would have said, I can worship God in the tabernacle. And next week, we're going to move to a different region and set down the tabernacle there. But thank you for being honest about that, Oscar, because I think a lot of people are struggling in this time of kind of in between. Anybody else reflections on that?
I'm surprised to hear that the tent times were such good times, because everything in the Bible, the people rebelled, they complained all the time. They wanted something besides manna. That surprises me that it was good, because all I hear are complaints about that time from the people.
Well, Jan, what would be the allure of going back to Egypt or going forward and just building a temple really fast? Wouldn't that be fun? You know?
I don't know. I just think living in a tent for 40 years would be tough. And
amen.
And that's about all, as far as I could go.
I think all throughout history, though, we look back at Christianity and history, and we find that any time when it was easy and comfortable, it did not fare very well. As an institution, as a church, as an effective way of helping people manage their lives. Back in the times during whenever it's been illegal or been opposed, it has flourished. When it was easy, it waned. And so I think that that's part of this here. In slavery, it was very difficult to worship and to learn and to have a relationship with God. But once they were allowed to leave, well, once they left, let's put it that way, They had all the freedom they wanted, but they still didn't have comfort. Yet they overcame that discomfort in order to really, really get close to God. And I think then when you lost both and you had it comfortable too, it's like, well, why do we need God now? Because, hey, we got it great. What do we need him for? You know, I think that's probably human nature.
Yeah. But the danger of both Egypt and the temple is self-reliance. I don't really need God. Because Egypt, actually, when we read the time of slavery, we think, oh, that was a and it was hard. But remember, they had great food. They had predictability. They had great education. Egypt was on the cutting frontier of the world as far as education and all sorts of advancement. Egypt was a good place to be. That's why a lot of them struggled with leaving, you know, having a hard time leaving from Egypt. On the other hand, the temple, the prophets rail against the temple time. They say, the Israelites said, we've got the temple, we're safe. God loves us because we've got the temple. The prophets don't like that. The prophets come in and say, this temple is going to be destroyed.
And it was.
And it was.
Three times. Yeah.
Okay, sorry to take you down a rabbit's hole. I just want you to think about that as we read our story today. That's all. And man, if you ever want to see my mind at work at 6 a.m., come walk with me.
Yeah. Or talk to you on the phone while you're walking.
Oh, yep, I've done that with Rick before. And you don't want to talk to me after 7 p.m. The mind is gone.
Okay. Pastor, could I just share, and Carol can maybe help me out with this. We had a pastor from Kenya that visited many years ago, and he couldn't wait to get back to his parish in Kenya because he felt that they rely on God. We rely on what we can do for ourselves. That's kind of it in a nutshell. Is that close?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what you're saying there is very much with what we're talking about. Yep. This person probably had a very much lived his life as a tent mentality. The Apostle Paul does too, by the way. I'm thinking that in America, in the United States, that we could recapture the church, even though we live in comfy times, if we had a more of a tent mentality. I think that would be a helpful thing. So, but it, yeah.